Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine, a two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur. At your service. Today's episode is Who Do You Trust? Now, I'm quite sure for everyone that's been rocking with us for any amount of time, you're probably saying, hey, Doug, your background and everything, it looks so different. Yes, we're trying out some new technology. So that is a green screen that is behind me, which is super dope and is super awesome. So check this out. My team and I made the decision this year to basically change the format of the show. So we used to do basically kind of a sneak peek episode. We would drop that on Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we would broadcast the show live. And that would be that, right? So what we did is we changed the format. And so the format is a little different now. There's no more sneak peek preview. So you tune in live, and then we'll drop the entire audio episode on all platforms at 11 a.m. Oh, no, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday. So for my listening audience, I hope I did not confuse you. And hopefully you'll get some super duper benefit out of the live show. And also we're restricted to where we're going to live stream. We're not going to be live streaming on Facebook. That's in our Facebook group and our Facebook page, as well as on our Twitter and YouTube channel. So you can check out all of our stuff right there. Now, mind you, all of the previous episodes that we broadcast there, the majority of them are still on YouTube, but you can find literally all of them on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/slowmoneyblues, you'll find everything about us and all of the great content that we have out there. Now that we have a little house cleaning out of the way, let's hop into the show. So if you have any questions, like always, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on Ask Doug or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. Man, I am excited about today's show. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about three ways to build instant trust. Instant trust. And so, of course, we only have two questions now because the third question was, hey, look, did you tune into the sneak peek preview on Monday? But we don't do that anymore. And so we only got two questions in our new format. This is the question. Did you do your homework? If you tuned in last week, I'm quite sure we talked about distractions and really how to eliminate those things. So the question for last week, or the homework for last week, was eliminate three unhealthy relationships this week. That's super duper important that you do that. Eliminate three unhealthy relationships this week. And that was last week's homework. And also, did you say your morning mantra? This is one of the best parts of the show. I love saying this every Tuesday. So if you didn't say it, let's say it together. Say, I, state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my actions and decisions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. I'm telling you something. If that doesn't get you wired up, fired up, and ready to go, I don't know what will. Because listen, the things that we're in control of, we're in control of. And the things that we're not in control of, we're not in control of. Now, today's question is simply this. Do you trust the people in your life? Yes, no, some, not all. Do you trust the people currently in your life? Yes, no, or some, and not all. 1,000 people were surveyed with the following question. How many people do you trust in your life? A, 1 to 3, B, 4 to 7, C, 8 to 10, or D, 0. Now, 70% selected A, 1 to 3. Another 20% selected D, 0. Another 7% selected B, 4 to 7. And finally, 3% selected C, 8 to 10. Based on the survey, it appears we don't really trust one another. And it might not be that we don't trust one another. It could just be that, guess what? We don't trust ourselves. Let's get personal. Having lived on this earth for 5 decades, I think I understand the mistrust phenomenon. It's part character and part credibility. Question, are you a person of high character? Hopefully you are a person of high character. So let's talk about 3 ways to build instant trust. So one, the first way to build instant trust is this: develop high character. You must develop high character. So I know a lot of people saying, hey, Doug, you know what? What's high character? I'm going to tell you what high character is. My definition, Doug's definition of high character: stop lying. What do you mean stop lying? What I mean is this, right? If you've heard this saying, my word is my bond, which means that whatever I say is what I'm going to do, and what I do is what I say. In other words, the talk and the walk match each other, right? But I'm going to ask you this simple question. Have you ever lied to yourself? In other words, you made a solemn promise, okay? A resolution, like we're in the first month of a brand new year, right? And you made a resolution to do what? You made a resolution to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. And guess what? You did not do it. You already stopped. You already quit. Now, big shout out and kudos to all of my go-getters, right? Who are still like, hey, I made a resolution, man. I'm hard charging. I'm going all the way in on this thing. There's no stop, no quit. I will never be defeated. All of that, right? You're like, man, I'm going to keep after this thing until I get it. I'm going to remain in pursuit of my 2023 goals. So if you're one of the people that actually have already stopped with your goals, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not a person of high character. High character means that when you say you're going to do something, you do it, no matter the cost. And that's where high character is challenged. When you commit to doing something and you say, oh my goodness, this is way harder than what I thought it was. Well, guess what? Instead of quitting, go back and reassess and figure out how you can actually get it done. And that's how I define a high character. So how to build instant credibility? Well, one, obviously you develop high character. And of course, high character, as I just defined it, is keeping your word. Point number two, surround yourself with high character people. So if you're hanging around a lot of people that are always saying they're going to do something and they never do it, or if they say they're going to show up and they don't show up, or if they commit to, you know, whatever this thing is, this team goal or whatever it is, and they don't do it, chances are those people are not high character people either, because they violated a covenant, right? They violated their own word, and not with you. When people say they're going to do things to like, you know, to help someone else, they are really not saying, they're not really per se committing to you. They're committing to themselves that they're actually going to do it. And when they don't, it tells you that they lack this thing called high character. So if you want to build instant trust, you want to surround yourself with high character people. Now, let me give you a couple of, you know, characteristics or traits of high character people. Chances are these people are kind of, I'm not going to say they're no nonsense or don't like to have fun. They're very focused. They're very goal and objective and mission oriented, and they simply don't like wasting time, and they're probably very, very productive. But believe it or not, it doesn't take them a long time to get whatever it is that they want to get accomplished, because they are highly focused. They are mission and objective oriented. They want, and because they're highly productive and they want to get things accomplished, right? So because it's just amazing that as it relates to this thing called time, that when you eliminate all of the noise, and we talked about distractions last week, how you can develop this thing called high character. You will stop literally lying to yourself and others. But first, you're lying to yourself. The minute you commit to doing this thing or commit to another person and you don't do it, you don't have high character. Number three on how to build instant trust: live with integrity. Now, it's funny that integrity starts with the word I. It starts with you. Like, you must have personal integrity with yourself. I wanted to intentionally talk about these things in the beginning of the year in January 2023, because I know people are making resolutions, they're making goals, and they want to make all these lifestyle changes. They want to get in better shape. They want to eat better. They want to make more money. They want a better relationship. They just want better. But in order for you to get better, you have to potentially change, right? And in order for you to change, you must have integrity with yourself. You must be honest. You must have an honest conversation. You must have a sofa moment with yourself where you're laying back on the sofa and saying, these are the things that I want to achieve. And what have I not done to allow myself to achieve those things? Distractions, high character, right? Lying to myself, making commitments, and when I made the commitment, I already knew I wasn't going to come through on the commitment, right? So we have to live with integrity, and this means having like these honest sofa moments with ourselves, having these conversations, these deep conversations about why it is you want the thing that you want, and what are the main obstacles that are preventing you from getting them. Man. That's a little deep today, but I think I had to really go there because I want to help a lot of people as it relates to building this trust. And the reason that you are in relationships that may go sour is because those individuals are not worthy of your trust because they haven't developed high character, right? They haven't surrounded themselves with high character people, and they don't live with integrity themselves. So one of the major takeaways, well, that's a great question. One is simply this. Trust is fragile, and it must be tried, tested, and constantly evaluated. And what is the trust that I'm talking about? I'm talking about the trust with yourself and trusting yourself. And so often I believe we always look external. But this is what I know when it comes to the law of reciprocity. In order for you to trust someone, you must give trust, right? But we know trust can't just be easily given. It must be what? It must be tried. It must be tested. It must be constantly evaluated, which is why as we evolve and as we grow and we get to this place where we want to get to, chances are our circle of friends will absolutely change. So what is our homework for the week? That's a great question. I want you to delete all people from your smartphone that you don't trust. That's a hard thing, right? First of all, a lot of people probably in our phones, me included. Look, I'm not alienated from my own teaching, right? Delete all people from your smartphone you don't trust. Now you kind of have to go through and say, man, where do I meet this person? Do I even know him? So you might have to go back and be like, really, but you should do it. Now let me tell you, I want you to do some bite-sized chunks. So if you have your phone like alphabetized, which chances are by last name is easier than first name, just go through like through all the A's first and say, hey, look. I don't even know these people, just delete, you know what I'm saying? And that you do not trust. And you know why you don't trust them, which is why they shouldn't be in your phone. So what do we talk about today? We talk about three ways to build instant trust. Develop high character, surround yourself with high character people, and live with integrity. So until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you over the top. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. 2, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. 3, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. 4, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And 5, donate so we can keep bringing great content.